This is the Truth Network.
When I say the word politician, what comes to mind? Are you going to turn that radio off? Are you going to run as fast away as you can? Or are you going to stay tuned? Because when I say the word Christian politician, do you think that might be an oxymoron? Well, let me tell you what, friends. It might be with some people, but not with the man with me right now. This man loves Jesus, and he is your servant. That's right. He's a public servant, and he serves in the United States of America Congress, and his name is Mark Walker. Congressman Walter Walker, good to have you with us here on Truth Talk Weekend.
Listen, we're glad to be with you. Glad to talk about Jesus a little bit today, as well as politics. I guess that's okay to talk about both of those.
Well, we'll see what happens here with that. You know, this is a Christian talk show, and we are pointing people to Jesus. And it's interesting that we don't get into politics. We don't get into endorsing candidates. We don't get into all this, you know, the right, the left, this and that. But we do get into what's right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And we do get excited when someone, whatever party they're with, whatever affiliation, whatever level of the strata of politics they're in, they love Jesus, like yourself. And so tell us a little bit. Go backwards. Who is Mark Walker?
Oh, goodness gracious. You first asked me that. I think I'm just a small-town preacher's kid that grew up in the panhandle of Florida, that moved to North Carolina in 1991 and just began to really not want any part of ministry, stayed involved in church, but as far as moving forward in any kind of pastor position, because I grew up in it, I saw the kind of the wear and tear and really moved on, worked in business for 5 or 6 years. God then called us into ministry, went back to school, pastored for 16 years. But about 6 or 7 years ago, God began to work in my heart to talk about on a national level some of the things that I believe is not Republican or Democrat based, but more of a spiritual issue that we've seen develop over the last several decades in this country.
Mm. So really, you being a pastor and then going into politics, you know, that doesn't always happen that way, but yours was really a moving of God in your heart, it sounds like.
You know,
a burden for your country, seeing maybe the direction it's going and, hey, how can we bring back a culture of life and things like that?
There's no question about that. I began to think about, is there a way that sometimes people ask me, well, did you go to Congress as a pastor or did you leave the pastor or your faith behind? I said, no, our faith really explains everything we are as a husband, as a father, as a servant of Jesus Christ. So that is something that we've gone to Washington and not try to be necessarily a pastor there, but to be someone that the way that we look at this is God doesn't call us anywhere that we're exempt from being a light for Jesus Christ, whether it's Washington, D.C., whether it's Texas, California, whether it's across the world. And that's really what drives us, not trying to sound super spiritual, but that is what we try to do in Washington, D.C.
Wow. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about how you had an opportunity to share the gospel with the highest ranking official in our country and maybe arguably in the world. I want to have a little fun, though, with this politics because, I grew up in the church myself. We have a pastor in the studio audience here. Yeah. You've been a pastor for all these years, music minister in all different levels, and actually a part of my ministry, too. You've been a pastor where I've served, you know, you've also been a pastor where I've gone to church, and so we've known each other forever and have a lot of fun history. I was talking to one of your colleagues, Ted Budd, who loves the Lord, too, who's a friend, and he was telling me, we were talking about church. We were talking about a church political issue. And I got to thinking, wait a second, Ted. Isn't there some commonality here between politics and, you know, Democrat, Republicans arguing? And in the church, there's a lot of politics, too. The Southern Baptist Convention and whatnot. Will you speak to that?
Absolutely.
There's some common facts.
Stu, your instincts, as usual, are spot on. I was recently speaking at the commencement speech at Elizabeth City State University, one of our historical black colleges universities here in North Carolina. And I kind of opened up with this as far as my background. I said, if you can survive a Baptist business meeting, you can work with Nancy Pelosi. Now, I don't know if that's okay to say on the radio, but there is a unique experience when you're dealing with people from all walks of life, regardless of their political background. When you've been in the hospital room of someone, of a family member that's getting ready to pass on to glory or to heaven, or those kinds of moments equip you in a way to be able to talk about with definitively answers of what it is that you believe that supersedes any kind of thing that's political.
So the politics on a lighter level, obviously the nuances of politics in the, you know, from the pastorate and on into politics, you know, obviously that prepared you, but on a deeper level, it comes down to the souls of men and the souls of women, right? The souls of people and caring for them and loving them and really trying to help people.
There's no question. And it's what I found was amazing in Washington, D.C., is how many members of Congress feel isolated and really feel lonely in that environment and are continuing to look for hope. Just because we see them, or sometimes in our culture, we put different people on different pedestals, to be able to see the need and the families and just the hurt and suffering, even among members of Congress, has been really been unique. It's one of the reasons that I'm co-chairman, along with Senator James Lankford, of our prayer caucus. Yeah. So every Monday night, when we fly in, we meet from 6:30 to 7 p.m., about 15 to 20 of us that literally are praying for different members, praying for different needs back home in the different districts. Awesome. It's something we've really enjoyed doing.
How have you stayed close to Jesus? Let's get real and transparent here. We like to take the facades off and all.
Sure.
And of course, politically, it's easy to have those on, you know.
No question.
And you mentioned isolated. You know, we make fun of politicians at the butt of our jokes. We have all kinds of, you know, I'm not going to get into those here, this program today, although there's a bunch of funny ones out there.
But
honestly, you went to Congress loving Jesus, mm-hmm. walking with him daily in his word. How do you keep your fire for Christ lit up there? How do you stay close to him? And because everyone I talk to says, hey, you go up there, it's going to corrupt you. Go up there, they're going to chew you up and spit you out, and you're going to get, you know, run off with one of your lobbyists and
sure.
have an affair on your wife and be, you know. How do you stay close to
Jesus?
What
happens all the time, and you see it, and I think what you really do, the first 3 to 6 months is really a defining moment for a new member of Congress. Whether you're talking about in politics, or you're going to set out your core values, but also in areas of your testimony and your faith. And you kind of answered the question when you said staying close to Jesus. It's the only way to survive. Mm. And how do you stay close to Jesus? You stay in the Word. Mm. Every single day has been our commitment to start our day in the Word, because we know that we're going to face things that are outside of our intellect or our instinct. Recently, in January, we were named the ranking member on intelligence and counterterrorism. And I'm looking at the different resumes. There's 7 of us on there. All of them have big Ivy degrees. The runt in the litter had an undergraduate at Notre Dame, graduate at SMU, and then they get to me. Biblical studies degree. And
yeah,
I just laughed.
You played on a church basketball league with Stu Epperson.
Yes, I did. That's my claim to fame.
Right,
exactly
there.
Right. That is my claim to fame. But the point is this, is that God is so faithful in our lives that even things that don't make sense on paper, when we find that ability to be able to give him the glory for all of it, he allows us to go and do things and really broaden or augment the margins that we sometimes even place on ourselves, even though God wants to do something much greater in our lives.
And then also in sharing your faith, you know, it's interesting. Of course, everyone asks you guys, because you're up there, you know, like you're bumping heads with all these big-time famous people, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and all these senators and congressmen and all that. And so you were, we were recently together, and you were talking about how you had an interaction with the president.
Sure, yes.
And I thought, oh man, he's going to tell me how he asked the president about his golf game, or even asked him about some big international political hot potato. But you told me something else happened. Tell everyone. And this is encouraging, and also a little prayer request too for everyone.
Oh, there's
to pray.
No question about it. In fact, I did turn down the president one time about playing a round of golf. I was getting ready to travel out of seas. I felt guilty about that. But something that was much greater, it was the day before the National Day of Prayer. And as the prayer caucus co-chairman, I guess, and some things that we've done kind of from a pastoral standpoint, he invited me over for dinner. There was about 6 or 7 of us there. And we began talking about it. And the president was sharing about some interactions that he was had with the Pope, and they were concerned about some of the fundamental rise of some of the more of the radical religions that we've seen internationally. But I kind of waited for the moment, and I said, Mr. President, I said, you see, that's the difference between Christianity and all other world religions. He said, what's that? And I said, well, all these other world religions require you to do something to receive that connection to the Father, to God. Mm-hmm. And I said, but in Christianity, we call that the atonement. Because Jesus Christ has paid the price by going to the cross for that relationship with God the Father. That is what we call our salvation. And just the way that he looked and processed, and we discussed there, and I can remember even to this day, my 5 years I've spent in Congress, a couple hours later walking out of the White House that night thinking, you know, as a small town preacher's kid, to get a chance to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the president, what higher honor is there?
And that's why God put you there. You look back. That's why God raises us up so we can make him known, right?
There's no question.
What else matters? And our prayer is that the president will trust the Lord as his Savior. Our prayer is that that more politicians will come to Christ. You know, you're praying for revival up there.
No question about
it. And we need to pray for you. How can we pray for you real quick? Tell our listeners.
We're praying for God to continue to give us guidance. We're also praying that for people to surround the president. Listen, he can be raw and he can be really strong in his personality sometimes, but he's done a great job for religious freedom and liberty. Yeah. We want to continue to put that God brings up around people. We're praying for peace for us and direction going forward.
Okay, I'm Stu Everson, and that is the voice of Congressman Mark Walker. Loves Jesus. He's a politician. Pray for him. Pray for all these politicians and get off the right, the left, all the argumentation, mm-hmm. the bitterness, and let's get to Jesus. We all need the Lord. We all need the Savior. Whatever your political party, when you get to heaven, it's not going to be, are you a Democrat or Republican?
Amen.
It's going to be, do you know the Son?
That's exactly
right.
And
have you been set free by him?
Thank you, Stu.
God bless you, Congressman. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.